The question was asked, how does one decide when one should make an after blessing? If one is, let's say, sitting and working, and every so often they're taking a sip, or they're eating a little bit of cookies, and a little bit later they'll eat some more cookies. So how do you decide when to make a bracha achrona? Coupled with the question of, how do you actually make a bracha achrona? Because very often people forget. So the general halachic guideline is defined as hesech hadas, meaning when do you lose focus? You're sitting and eating, and when do you really stop thinking about eating? When do you change your mind? The fact that in 20 minutes or an hour you'll start eating again is really not relevant. The point is you sat down now to eat a few cookies. You finished those cookies. In a half hour you might eat again. That's not relevant. You should make an after blessing because you finished this batch. You finished what you're eating now. If you sit down to eat cereal, you're not sure how much cereal you're going to eat. You tell yourself, this is my last bite. And as you're eating that bite, you tell yourself, no, actually, I'd like another bowl. So that's not hesech hadas, because you didn't finish. You thought you were going to finish, but you didn't. But if you finish, and you tell yourself, maybe in 20 minutes I'll take some more. So then in 20 minutes, that'll be a new batch. So you should make a bracha achrona now. Technically, the halacha defines for us hesech hadas, meaning there are certain actions which we do that preclude continuing off of the first bracha. If you started eating some cookies and then you went out, you went to Dam Mincha, you went to take your kid off the bus, you went out of the house. So the Maisa, you want to eat more cookies, you're going to have to make a new bracha Rishona, because the move constitutes a Hesech Hadas. Mm-hmm. So there are certain things that define a Hesech Hadas for us. You went to sleep, even if you only slept 5 minutes, but you slept. So you're not continuing the same thing you did before. So certain things force a Hesech Hadas on us. But really, the halacha wanted you to make a blessing, if it's a mezonos, if it's a adama, if it's a motzi, for that meal or for that sitting or for that batch that you're going to eat. Now, if you know you might eat more later, that's irrelevant. Where it gets tricky is when you're sipping. If you have one of those big American mugs that can last you a whole day, mm-hmm. and then you keep sipping your coffee or drink or whatever, so there you're constantly drinking. You can go 20 minutes without drinking, you could go half hour without drinking, but bottom line, you're sitting here and you're drinking. Meaning that's a part of what you're doing here. You can say, there's no hesech hadas, I'm still drinking. That's okay. And then it might happen that 72 minutes will pass and you did not take a sip, and then you'll have to make a new bracha rishona, but that's not held against you because you don't have to keep sipping. If you're on a trip and you're noshing as you go, so you're eating bisli here and you're eating bisli there. You keep noshing and you keep changing buses and you're still noshing. So there the achronim write that that's all considered one das. When you're eight al das that you're traveling, that's not hesech hadas. It's not actually written so clearly anywhere. Right, it is the latest achronim, meaning in the last 2 decades this has been addressed. And the logic is very sound. That hesech hadas, the rules of hesech hadas are with the understanding that you meant to eat here and now you moved there. But if you started eating knowing that you're going all around, or Rav Moshe discusses sucking a candy as you walk around. So Maisa, you knew you were going around. So there we say that your das is to eat as you go around, and until you finish in your mind, that you don't have to make an after blessing. Mm-hmm. Now the issue is a little bit more complex because there's an aspect of a bracha sheina tzricha, meaning I can take a sip of that drink, I'll drink a half a cup, then I'll make a bar nefashos, then I'll make a shahakal again, drink another half a cup, then a bar nefashos, and I'll do that 3 times in 5 minutes. That's called a bracha sheina tzricha. You're not supposed to make a bracha that's unnecessary. And if you right away went back and made another blessing, so that's a bracha sheina tzricha. So that's why we gave the example of 20 minutes. But even an example of 10 minutes would be enough. Meaning, if you're drinking this and you think for the next 10 minutes you're not going to drink anymore, to be on the safe side, you can make a bar in nefashos. If you'll want to drink again in 10 minutes, that's not a bracha sheina tzricha. Meaning, a bracha sheina tzricha is when it's very, very adjacent, where you just made a bar in nefashos and now you make a shahakal again. You're right that many people forget to make a bracha achrona. People forget their alam michyas, and people forget their bar nefashos, and people even forget their benching. And one of the reasons is because of this malady that our generation has, which is that we always want to keep our options open, and we always think, I might still take a little more of that. And I'm not really full. I'm not really decided that I finished this meal.
I have My brain just drops things.
Okay, but I think the reason we drop things is because we never conclusively end the meal. What happens is you tell yourself, maybe I do want more. Maybe in a few minutes I'll have more room. Or you tell yourself, I don't want more of this, but I'm not exactly full. I would really like something else. I'm just not sure what. And so you don't really end. If you really end it, you wouldn't have a problem. So that's just a bad habit. We have to decide, I finished. We have to remember the Rambam, that you're not supposed to eat till the point where you're stuffed and you can't eat anything else. You ate to the point where you're two-thirds full, that's good. You don't have to reach 100% satiation. If a person's in the habit of being two-thirds full, and that's good for him, then a person ends the meal and he could function. We very often end the meal and we can't budge, we can't move, because we want to stuff ourselves till we can't eat anymore. It's not healthy, it's not even a good idea. But part of it, so that's part of the reason why we don't conclusively end.
So how do we...
Deep down inside, I'm still thinking of the next cookie. The only problem is right now I can't eat the next cookie. But in 20 minutes, I believe I will be able to. So I'm not done yet. So if for now I'm done eating cookies, I should make a bracha achrona.
So even regardless of my plan or intention, if my plate of or bowl of fruit or cookies is empty, I should make a bracha achrona?
Depends. If you plan on getting more right now.
For me to go downstairs is a trick. So essentially what I'm seeing is I'm seeing that there is a hesach hadas, because I don't, unless I'm starving, in which case I will take two plates with me, okay, or pile up the plate or the bowl, I'm not going back downstairs.
Okay, because you're working, you don't want
to
stop.
So I don't want to waste time.
So make a bracha achrona.
So I should make a bracha achrona once the plate is empty, and then at some point later, I will go downstairs, but in the meantime, I'm definitely going to have I'm definitely breaking between my dishes.
Yeah.
I see. So I need to carry on the fact that once, for my situation, once the bowl is empty, I am stopped, and I should immediately make a bracha achrona.
Yeah, and that's a good habit. And you'll suddenly find yourself making brachos achrona, and you'll see life is a little different then.
Let me ask you, hold on one second, bracha achrona.
Amen.
This happened to me today or yesterday. Well, I can't remember what day it happened to me. It's just